No, you're just fine. Sorry, we had this joint meeting beforehand. No, it's 5:30. I bumped it to 5:30.
Oh, you did put 5:30? Oh, good.
So we can go.
Yeah.
Where's Nathan? There he is. Okay, we're ready to go whenever you... Oh, thanks, Rick. Huh? I didn't give myself a... I didn't give either of us packets. Yep. That's why we're...
Okay. Thank you.
Discombobbled over here. All right. Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
I think I know the date on our agenda is wrong. Is that possibly problem? It says Wednesday, August 24th.
Oh, the day is wrong.
Yeah.
I think the date.
The date was the day. So I guess
we have to come back and redo this resolution. We will if somebody complains. But
sorry, guys.
Oh, that's okay. I'd like to order this.
Last minute.
Here. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, it came to our attention probably about a week and a half ago that on the original bid for Pine Avenue for the landscaping portion, there was potentially a quantity issue that some of the lineal footage was not included in the original bid. And so I've included the entire email chain in your packets for your information just to try to keep you up to speed as quickly as possible. I have Cody Homan from ACHG here along with Mike Barton from the Parks Department. Essentially what it comes down to, there was a quantity bust of some sort, and so in order to be able to live up to our obligations from the landscaping portion, we're looking at an additional $51,148 to be included into the Pine Avenue project. We do have it. We have the ability to set aside these dollars from our special projects this year in order to incorporate it in. There definitely, you can definitely read between the lines of the frustration in having this caught so late into the process and not having the full information in front of the board when we made the ultimate decision in order to include this historic lights and, you know, make some of the extras a part of the project. But, you know, these things happened. This is construction, but I wanted Cody to be able to be here in front of you today to be able to explain this maybe just a little bit more for you, answer any questions that you may have, and give you what your options may be as a board. Cody, thank you for being here.
So the quantity that overran or that was discrepancy on was for the buffer between the sidewalk and curb. So we initially got the item. Away from those, that way we can add and subtract stuff. And item was changed to the new item, the measurement is by the main line, and that's what we got with the main line measurement. But it was missed that you also include 10 inches for each sprinkler head that you're going to install. And there's about over 1,200 sprinkler heads. So you can see where that linear footage can kind of go through the roof. And I'm not sure where that miscommunication came from. I don't know what the NBC consultant information they were given. I'm not sure if there's miscommunication on our side, so I'm not. It could have been many things. I don't have any documentation of that, but that's pretty much what happened where the mistake was made. We worked with the subcontractor Pioneer who's doing the installation, and basically they realized it now because they haven't done any of this work yet. And when they ordered all the materials, their invoice came in, it was much higher than their bid price. So they came back to us saying they also didn't realize when they really bid how much piping they actually needed, because there's the main line and then there's a parallel line on each side of the main line. So you triple the main line cost and add that to the linear feet for each section. So they had some of that involved, some not. So when we reevaluated, we asked, okay, what can you do all of this work for? And they came back with the price that's pretty much laid out in the correspondence. Basically, with the prime contractors' percentage that they get, it came out about 1023 a linear foot, which drops down from the $18 linear foot bid price. And where they came to that was basically they said if it's 12,000 linear feet, we can do it for 120 grand. And then add on top of the prime contractor percentage. And that's where we're going to cap it. So they'll do all this work. Kind of a set quantity. If they put in more than 12,000 linear feet, they can't charge anymore. So this 51,000 change will be the final amount that they can charge. So this will be the setup. On top of the original cost.
Does anyone have any questions? One question, is there a standard spec that they should have prior to getting that quote?
This was an interesting change. We've been doing more of these projects, but so usually when ACHD does any kind of sprinkler changes, what we use is this remove and reset item. And it's usually for people's lawns, where if we change something, they have a new layout for the lawn, so we just kind of change their existing system. Or this is a new system, that's why this was kind of a miss. We don't have really good comparison for past projects. We think this price is definitely reasonable, especially in this case with the change order. So definitely a learning experience, something we'll definitely watch. We know that we probably create a new item when we take this step on, because this was overly confusing. For new stuff, there's much better ways to categorize
it. Mr. Chairman, so there was a drawing of how this was laid out, and nobody could use the drawing and figure out what should have been there to start with.
Correct. That's the mistake throughout, is that every single person who saw this plan and specs missed the change, even the subcontractors that came in. So they knew how much length they needed and just didn't correspond in their head to the labor as a part of that. But before that, we all should have caught that the main line wasn't enough. They also had to have input for And that's the last line in the item spec.
Mike, did you have something you wanted to say?
No.
You don't have to. It looked like you were wanting to say.
Yeah, something. I was getting eye contact.
Okay.
So it is, I think to the question of what was it for a second. There was. And it originally started out as a lump sum bid, and there was a request to go to the linear foot bid, and I think what the request was to the consultant, hey, can you give us a linear foot amount so we can put in our bid schedule? So we ended up with 4,000 feet of main line, topsoil, and salt. And that was basically the bid schedule, but it didn't have the two lateral piping and the sprinkler heads. So everybody just, they probably at bid time should have asked for clarification. or an addendum. It's like, hey, do you want us to bid on what's on the schedule, or do you want to bid on a complete system? Nobody asks that question. They merely gave pricing for what they were asking for. So it is a little unusual that, you know, if somebody at landscape was looking at that and said, look, I'm bidding mainline, topsoil and sod, well, there's got to be connecting piping and sprinkler heads, otherwise this thing's not going to work, you would think. So that's where it's a little bit odd that wasn't brought up during the bid process, but it is what it is now. I mean, nobody brought it up. They were asked to get pricing on the following items. That's exactly what they did. The pricing, to me, seemed really, really good and really low. It was. Back in December of 2016, we provided a statement of probable costs of $154,000 for the landscaping, and that includes the topsoil, sod, complete sprinkler system, and 65 trees. So even after this change order, we're going to be at about $152,000. So it's well in line. In fact, the pricing that they're providing is better than we could probably expect given the construction climate right now and some of the inflationary costs that we've been seeing. So that was from 2016, and here we are almost 2 years later, and we're right on the money with what we thought it was going to cost.
And I do realize,
Mr. Best Chair.
Yeah, I think we need to take a look at this from both ends. What would happen, Mike, if we didn't fund this? What would be the bottom line that would happen if this money were not expended? We'd have lines with no sprinklers, we'd have rocks. What would we have if it had been done?
They probably, I mean, I'm going to probably speak out of turn here, but the landscaper probably would stop work right now and walk off the job and just get paid for what they've done.
So they've done work, but not.
So
not
they,
as tight as
they would have like put in the infrastructure for it, but there would be no result. There would be no
right.
Sod, no.
Nope.
No, there's no sprinkler lines for this, for the NDC schedule. None of them have been installed yet. So there's not any work that they have done that they would then be paid for. They would just say, we would take this item off the table. ACHC would likely, you know, fill in the buffer with some temporary material like, you know, base fill or rock or something, and then the city and NPC could come back and do the sprinklers, sod, trees.
That's my point. If we didn't do the landscaping, there'd be just something covering that ground that would not be attractive. Am I correct in that?
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be
yes.
Functional, but it wouldn't be attractive.
So it's also be more expensive to come back
and
do
a very
right.
Yeah, I thought of digging all that fill material out and coming back,
right.
And probably not.
And I do appreciate that. If this was known beforehand, NDC might have changed the decision on, you know, how much we're planning to do, and maybe change all that. But I do still think that overall, doing all this work now, NDC is saving quite a bit of money doing the project.
And Mr. Chairman, I think going back to what Mike said, I think the overall anticipated cost is more than this additional plus by a couple of
pounds.
In fact, we don't have, well, we do, we've been getting pricing on the tree installation, and there's a tree budget of $32,500.
Not to exceed
amount, so we have one bid at $34,000, another at $32,000, and then the same contractor that's working out there now can put the trees in for about $28,000. So they gave us a price of, I think it was $24,000. Haven't calculated prime contractor markup and ACHE's administration fee. So we're likely to come back to you with a change order request for the trees. And in a way, it feels like we're making a deal with the devil again, but their pricing, because they're already on site, is far better than the other two that we got. So so it might not even be 152. It's likely to be in the 140s, all set in the higher 140s.
Are there any further questions? If not, Todd.
Thank
you. The title of the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. What this resolution does is establish that set aside that amount of funding or designate that amount of funding in an amount not to exceed $51,148. This is Resolution 18-038, a resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency in Meridian, Idaho, approving the expenditure of funds under the Memorandum of Agreement between MDC and the City of Meridian for the implementation and construction of certain improvements for the Pine Avenue project being constructed by the Ada County Highway District, authorizing the administrator to take all necessary action required to implement this resolution and providing an effective date.
Thank you. Yes, for sure.
On to the next item.
Actually,
upcoming.
You're fine. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, on the back page of your packet are the upcoming MDC committee and other meetings. I've included into the second meeting of September, as there is a chance that the leadership may choose to cancel the first meeting in September due to my absence. I've told some of you I will be out on medical leave for some major surgery for a couple of weeks in September at least. So I think we'll wait to see how the joint meeting goes next Tuesday before that first meeting is canceled for sure. But in the event that that is the case, I wanted to include all the meeting dates between now and then. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, I will send out a calendar invite for everybody.
That's the 28th at 4 o'clock.
Yes, sir. That's what I understand.
And my other question is, will we have a problem timeline-wise? Do we, if not, maybe this is more directed towards you, on this, depending on the decision on the 28th by City Council to move forward, is there any other
Mr. Chairman, and Commissioner Bassalone, the 60-day guaranteed validity of the responses in the RFP, 60 days from July 25th. So if the decision is made at the upcoming meeting to accept a proposal, then I think we're still okay. We are still within that time frame. We may not have the negotiated documents done by that end of 60 days, but they've been selected. So I think that decision has been made, and there's an approval and an authorization to move forward. So I don't see a problem with that. If this board and the council was to decide on the other one, again, it'd still be in line for the time frame, I think, in selecting a proposal.
I guess, Mr. Chairman, my question was more in line with what Ashley just said about the need to cancel our first meeting in September.
Oh.
And should we schedule a special meeting at a time convenient for Ashley to be there prior to her having to leave on illness leave?
Mr. Chairman and Commissioner Bassalone, I think we can maybe play that one by ear. We can schedule a special meeting with 24-hour notice. We see how the joint meeting goes, and if there's a need for an additional follow-up special meeting, we can coordinate with that. I know Ashley's going to be off on leave, but maybe she can send an email. We'll see. We don't want to bother her. We want her to recover, and if we have to have a special meeting in her absence, I'll I'll do my best to inadequately fill her shoes if we have to. But.
That's good. Thank you. Remind me again what day you issued, like the last day or
what? My surgery is the first thing on September 6th. And I know I can't drive for 2 weeks for sure, and I will have drains in probably for at least 2 weeks, I was just told today as well. Y'all are welcome to come hang out, bring food.
I might prefer a remote meeting.
I'm gonna need adult entertainment at that point, I think. So.
Nothing further, Mr. Chairman.
Nothing further. Thank you. Thank y'all.